Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal, of course, the chairman of the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee, someone you talk to regularly, has formally asked for President Trump's tax returns. The president told reporters yesterday that he was, quote, not inclined to adhere to the demand for the IRS to hand over copies of the returns.
Well, that's right. You know, I'm a huge Richard Neal fan. Richie Neal is everybody. Nobody calls him Richard. The papers do. But he's Richie to all the rest of us. And he is, of course, the congressman from the 1st Berkshire District. He's a thoughtful, grounded, magnificent guy who people on the left were yelling at, get going, get going, get going. I've always said he would do it in the right way. He has done that. He's prepared a request for the tax returns. Trump is pulling the same old stuff about how he's being audited and how he can't do it. It's clear Trump doesn't want, like every other president does, for the American people to see the tax returns. And the reason that that's so important, David, is that way we would know if there was a conflict of interest. That way we would know if something was going on with the Russians, with some of the others that we don't know. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying we would know. And that is something that clearly Trump does not want us to know. It may be, and we've often thought about this, that he never had the kind of money he said he had. Maybe that would be at the most benign end of what's going on here. So Richie Neal has walked this thing right over there to the IRS himself and has made it clear he wants those returns. He's going to get them. And for all the naysayers who say that Neal is too slow, forget about it, Jack. That's not what's happening here. He has done it right. He is not flipping out on some spur. He is really doing what he needs to do and how he needs to do it. And my admiration only increases. You know, David, you mentioned that we have a regular conversation with him on the Congressional Corner. We do. And one of the things I worry about, of course, is that once they go to the big leagues, we get left behind. But not with Richie. He's made it clear he's going to continue, and he's going to continue to talk to us. Bernie Sanders, not so much. We've had him when he was a civil congressman and then senator, and I think we were the first ones he told he was going to run for president, and he was right there, and then he wasn't. So good for Richie. It tells you about his character, too.
Well, you mentioned that the president may not want people to see those tax returns. You've also been connecting the dots and saying that more than likely the president doesn't want anyone to see the full Mueller report. Now in a Times exclusive, the headline, some on Mueller's team say report was more damaging than Barr revealed.
You know, I've been thinking about that. It had to be, didn't it? When Mueller wanted not a word out, he got it. Now, all of a sudden, some of the people on the Mueller team are talking. Now, it could be that they're completely independent of Mueller. It could be that Mueller just looking the other way. But what is important about this is that there's information in there. And what some of the people on the Mueller team are saying is there's information on there that is not being given out by the Attorney General. I hate to use words like hack and political appointee and a guy who came into his job via a very dubious path saying he was opposed to this, and now he's apparently playing with the results in such a way that he may say there are different sides to this, but in fact his summary doesn't do justice to what's in that report. Now, Chairman Nadler is saying we have to have everything. We're the Congress. We're in charge of oversight. You've seen it. We need to see it in the same way. And, of course, the Republican hacks are all talking about overreaching. That is not overreaching. That is the job of the Congress. It's the job of the House of Representatives. And, by the way, I got a note from somebody yesterday saying perhaps it wasn't fair, but, you know, the Congress includes the Senate. Hey, I taught political science for 40 years, and I'm telling you now when we refer to the Congress, we are all often referring to the House of Representatives. That's the way it is.
And as one of the articles pointed out, if the report gets released eventually, you'll before that have the redaction fight.
Yeah, of course. The question now is, will the same sources who went thus far with the Times and said that this is not a fair representation of what's in that report, will those same sources get a lot more specific if they have to?
Not sure if you had a chance to read the whole thing. It is quite long. This is a Times deep dive into the empire of Rupert Murdoch and the influence that they say remade the world.
I don't think there's any question about it. You know, the thing about capitalism is inevitably the people who are getting the most get even more and more and more, and they get more and more power. And that's what's happened with Murdoch. Now, Murdoch can't go on forever. Obviously, his children exhibit some decency when it comes to a more balanced view of the way the world is than Murdoch had. It's often said that Murdoch kept the New York Post even though it was losing millions of dollars because he wanted to be read in the White House. Trump certainly has said that. I tried watching the other day, and it was just propaganda outlet. I mean, there was no balance whatsoever. One may say that CNN and MSNBC are not balanced, but in fact, they always give the other side. Always. I don't think that's true of Fox, and I think what we see is capitalism gone awry when we allow somebody to have this kind of sway. My feeling is that by doing this, you have created a situation where freedom of the press may be in danger. We don't want that to happen, and that's why Fox is allowed to go on. But at some point, somebody has to say, hey, this ain't right.
Do you foresee the possibility that the idea of journalism of verification could go away and we head sort of into yellow journalism?
We're there. Are you kidding? I defy anybody to watch Fox now. Turn it on and don't tell me that this has just become total propaganda.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us as always. We thank you, Alan.
And I thank you, David, for all the magic you do. And it is incredible how you get up so early and you make it all fit. Thank you so much.